Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello. Welcome to Q&A with TNK. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kristen.
And we're here to answer your questions.
And this is a question that I am so guilty of saying to my children, what did you do at school today? And then you hear crickets, nothing. It was so boring. I did nothing.
Nothing at all. Everything's awful.
Eeyore.
My name's Eeyore. I lost my tail. So there's this cycle, right? What did you do at school today? Nothing. And then there's like the defensiveness comes up. Well, come on, you got to have done something.
Right.
That's like not a good conversation.
No. And it comes from such a good place. Like, we're so curious. Yes. And we yes. want to know. And we want to yes. know all about what our children do all day. And
yes.
So we're trying to come from a good place when we're asking them what they did at school today. But, like,
help?
Oh, what could we say instead? Like, how can we get, I don't know.
I think you have to get curious. Here comes that curiosity mindset again. I'm really big on the naturalist mindset, which is all about curiosity. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. a nerd conversation for another time. But I lost my train of thought.
Oh, what did you like best about your day today, Tiffany?
Oh, it's too broad.
Is it?
It is. Well, what did you like best about your day today?
What did you like best about? What was your favorite part about today?
That's a great question. And the answer is hands down hot dish.
I made tater tot hot dish.
That's so good. I'd never
Tiffany's
had it
never had Minnesota tater tot
I didn't
tot
even
hot
know
dish.
What to expect. I was asking like what other foods we need to eat as a main
she
meal.
That you needed to eat steak with it.
I didn't. You eat steak with potatoes.
No. You know, it's
Should
the
we
main
get
course.
Some steaks?
I'm like, no, it's the main course, Tiffany. Oh. Okay. That was like a salad.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. But that's a good question.
That was the best
and
part
I,
of your day.
And I remembered awesome. My train of thought. What was the best part of your day?
My best part of my day is just the feeling of getting a lot done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling to feel accomplished. Like you got lots done and it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good feeling. We did get a lot done today.
Who'd you play with at recess today?
Guy.
Did you?
And I met a new kid. What was his name? Davis.
Oh, yeah, you did. You met him on the playground, didn't you?
Yeah, he had a lot of questions about Guy.
Hmm. Who'd you sit by at lunch?
No one. I ate a piece of pizza by myself on the porch. Oh, bees. I ate lunch with a lot of yellow jackets is really the answer to that
question. Oh, gosh.
Why do we have so many yellow jackets?
So I think there's other questions you can ask.
Yes. That really, to me, what it comes down to is having a good conversation.
Yes.
When you start with, what did you do at school today? You're trying to start a conversation.
Yes.
But like, if you start a conversation in the same way every day, you just get a pattern.
Yes.
And that pattern falls into like the brainless. I think about this conversation that I have with mom about what I did at school today as much as I think about brushing my teeth while I'm brushing my teeth.
Well, like, and the thing is like a lot of times after school, they're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much thinking and so many decisions that they had to make. And now they have to like think about what they did and they just don't want to think about it.
Yeah. So like instead of having that conversation the second they get in the car.
Yeah.
Have that conversation after dinner
mm-hmm.
when they've had time to process and reflect.
Yeah.
And maybe that conversation can be part of the processing and reflecting of their day. Mm-hmm. But you need to give them space first.
Exactly. Some children, not all.
Not
because
all.
Every child's different, as we always say.
Yeah.
They are. And every parent is different.
And maybe, so conversation is one thing that the what did you do at school today question mm-hmm, gets at. Mm-hmm. Maybe another part of that is that reflective piece. So if your kid processes by talking things out, then I bet you have a great conversation every night. Mm-hmm. But if they want to draw instead, like sit down and draw with them for a bit.
Right. Yeah.
And ask them questions about what they're doing and get curious about their life.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Play a game with them.
Yeah.
Play cards.
I was going to say, you're going to get a sweet Minecraft account set up?
I don't know how to play Minecraft, but my kids are amazing at it. It's kind of insane what they can build.
Yeah. The like in-depth nature of Minecraft. Who knew it would continue to such a level?
I know. Ooh.
Wild, right?
So, yeah, I mean, this is a short and sweet episode, but yeah. A lot of parents struggle with this.
Let's just start throwing out some interesting questions to ask instead. I know you started with that. Did everything go the way you planned today?
Ooh.
Was anything unexpected?
Did anybody throw up in the classroom today? That's always the big topic of conversation.
Oh, yeah. Because
then the janitor has to come in with that smelly powder that they put on top of it. Uh-huh. It has a very distinct smell.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, boy. Somehow it smells purple to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Not a pleasant purple. What are more questions you can ask?
I like to ask my children, did you go out of your way to make anybody smile today?
Oh,
or something like that.
That's a lovely question.
Or what did you do to make somebody smile today?
Yeah. Or did anyone make you smile today?
Yeah.
And the trick with this is not to pick a question and use it every time.
Right.
The trick is to ask the same question in a slightly different way every time. Mm-hmm. Because then you are an active participant and you yourself as the parent are not mm-hmm. being lazy in your conversation.
Right. And some children don't respond well to questions at all. So you yeah. can phrase it as a statement. Tell mm-hmm. me one thing that made you smile today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a question then.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to help kids with anxiety.
Yeah.
Because you then get to be that external voice reminding them of like, hey, what went well today? You don't like, let's take a second to zoom out and not fixate on the thing that went really bad. Let's zoom out a little bit and realize like there are other blips on this radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you learn any good secrets
also,
today? Is another
like,
good one.
If we're in the speaking of young children lens, 3, 4s, and fives, like 3-year-olds, Knox, all he cares about is what he ate for lunch.
Yeah.
And if it was his best friend Landon's day at school or not. Is it a Landon day?
Yeah.
Was it a Landon day today? And then that's like.
That's the conversation.
What do you have in your pockets? That's the other thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you have in your pockets today, Knox? And he pulls out all the things.
That's a great
question. He always
has
stuff in his pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's always stories that go along with those things. Oh, mm-hmm. Where'd you find this one? This one's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unique to every child.
Definitely.
And 3s, 4s, and 5s versus like 10, 11, 12 year olds.
Yeah,
like
different conversations.
Different conversations. So yeah. Knox, what'd you have for snack this afternoon? Because they get so excited about what they get to eat at school. Or
who'd you sit by?
Yeah.
Where did you play for most of the day?
Yeah.
Did you see anything cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with preschool and early child, I mean, like, obviously Guy's not going to tell me how his day was.
Right.
But we can still have that moment of connection.
Exactly.
You know, I get home and we wrestle on the floor for a while and then I throw him on the bed and he laughs. And
well, and like, if you notice, you know, they have a streak of red paint on their shirt. Oh, looks like you we're using some red paint today. Look at this.
Yeah.
And pointing that out. And they're not, maybe they can't verbalize at all.
Right.
But you're making a little connection there for them.
Yeah, definitely. And you're noticing.
Yeah.
And that being noticed is so validating.
Yeah.
It feels so nice. Mm-hmm. It's always like a nice little surprise, like, oh, how did you know?
Right. It's like catching your child with like chocolate all around their mouth.
Yeah.
When they weren't supposed to be eating the s'mores Hershey candy bar out of the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And
and you're like,
did you eat some chocolate? Oh, how do you know?
Yeah. Definitely. This is where art can be super handy too.
Yep.
And not just like, tell me what you painted, because that's another dead end conversation.
Oh, yes. This is a whole nother podcast. Tell me what you painted.
Hey, we're only 10 minutes in, so we can keep going. It's all about figuring out the yes and of this, right? So, wow, I see this picture. Like, what did you use to paint it? How did you pick those colors? How did you pick that? How did you make that texture? Did you have a name for this shade of purple? And just like, yes, you have to do a lot of the work because they're learning how to have conversations. So
yes,
you also get to like pull them along a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they're like, no, that's not my picture. You know, like,
oh, okay. No, it's not.
Yeah. But like figuring out ways to really make your child feel seen is what we're trying to get at here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we mean well. We mean so well when we ask, how was your day today? Or, what did you do at school today? But there's other ways to go about it.
Yeah. Like, how do you flip that script? And how do you reset the pattern so that you have a new pattern that the answer isn't nothing? Because that really is the problem, right? When the answer is no or nothing, it's like, oh, I guess we're not going to talk about this.
Well, okay. So if you catch yourself saying it, then you just ask it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything. You didn't eat any food?
Yeah.
But you're hungry. Was there anybody at school today?
No, the building was empty.
Oh. Interesting. If the building is empty, were there lights on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who turned the lights on?
The teacher.
Oh. What?
Whoa, there was somebody there.
Yeah. It's, yeah, suddenly a fun conversation. I tried to convince a kid who took me seriously when I said there were elk at the school.
Oh.
He was like, how did they get in? I was like, well, they used their antler to pick the lock. And then they took their hoof and they wedged the doorknob in between to get in the door.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about play. Comes back to play and playing with your kids.
It does. All right. Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Q&A.
With T and K.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tandk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.